Welcome to the second day of the Advanced Patent Law Institute. My name is Michael Adams, and I'll be introducing the speakers this morning. Our first presentation is a panel discussion on perspectives from in-house counsel, and our moderator is Leah Baratti. She's a partner at Boykin Chiarello Califf in Austin, where she focuses on intellectual property and commercial litigation, including patent infringement, misappropriation of trade secrets, breach of contract, and non-compete disputes. She teaches also trade secret law as an adjunct professor at the University of Texas School of Law, and she served as a law clerk for both the Fifth Circuit and the Northern District of Texas. Please welcome Leah.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning. I've had the pleasure of getting to know our panelists today through the Yackel IPN of Court, where we're all members. They're a wonderful group, and they are incredibly accomplished, but they have asked me to keep their introductions and background short today, so I will. Interestingly, all three started their careers at big law firm, big national law firms, and then started their in-house careers at Dell. So they'll all be talking a little bit about that background, I think, to some extent today. Anoush Darya is the Senior Director and Associate General Counsel at Lattice Semiconductor. At Lattice, he heads all things IP, including directing patent and trademark strategy, managing patent litigation and assertions, negotiating software and patent licensing agreements, and mitigating IP risk associated with open source and standards participation. Prior to Lattice, Anoush served as in-house counsel at Apple, Arm, and Dell. Dr. Sheila Kadura is Associate General Counsel for Intellectual Property at the University of Texas System, where she's responsible for matters involving patents, copyrights, trademarks, trade secrets, sponsored research, clinical trials, and technology commercialization and licensing. Prior to UT, Dr. Kadura was in-house at Dell, and she clerked for Judge Gaharsa on the Federal Circuit. Iman Sajudi is a Senior Director of IP at Dell Technologies, where he provides advice on a variety of IP-related issues. He previously served as a law clerk for Judge Love and Judge Davis in the Eastern District of Texas and Judge O'Malley at the Federal Circuit. So I will kick things off today with starting out with recent IP challenges. What are some newish issues that each of you have been dealing with in the last year or two? Sheila, should we start with you?
Sure. So I don't know how newish it is, but one of the issues that I see a lot, both in terms of disputes, so litigations that we have going on at UT System, as well as when it comes to negotiating license. We talk a lot about standing issues in patent cases. And that's generally because, as you might know about UT, we research and we educate. We don't make and sell products. So in order for us to have a way for our research to actually make it out of laboratories and into the hands of the public, who we have a mission to serve, we partner with licensees from industry to do that. So we end up with licensees who have exclusive rights to technologies, and then questions arise as to whether or not they can enforce the patents that are owned by UT, whether they need us to do it. And then because those issues can get thorny in a litigation, we often end up negotiating them pretty intensely up front in licenses. I will say at UT System, we don't go around suing people for patent infringement very often. We much prefer to license our technologies, but we certainly do sue to enforce when that's what's necessary for us to do. And specifically on standing, I feel like I've seen this come from a couple of different angles in the context of a litigation, which I was mentioning again, then makes me think hard about how we word these things in licenses. So in one instance, we had a situation where we had an exclusive licensee who wanted to bring an enforcement action. We strongly believed it wasn't a good case. We didn't think it was a good infringement or damages case. And so ultimately, and I think we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but when you represent a state agency, you have an obligation to the people who pay money to put public funds into that agency to make sure that you're using those resources wisely. And we just thought that it wasn't a good use of state resources to bring that kind of an enforcement action. So we fought being brought into the case. Ultimately, we were able to stay out of the case. The Federal Circuit held that based on sovereign immunity, you can't force us to be a plaintiff in a case.